I wish you said that on air.
I'll say whatever.
You know, actually, I was going to say that...
No limits.
One of the podcasts we should just start, like, it'll start while we're already talking. And we kind of just did that, except something that we cannot repeat.
But now the audience has no idea what we're talking about.
Exactly. And that's podcast history right there.
Are we on right now?
Yeah.
We are.
Mystery.
Well, all I can say is I'm honored to be on your show again. All I had to do was come downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And
it was
a long walk.
It was a trek.
The longest walk.
And I'm thankful that I'm able to share this time with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, eventually we might have to change this to the Brian and Bat podcast Owern.
Owern.
That's pretty good.
The PBO.
Yeah.
The Owern.
PBO. Peanut butter and odor, I guess. But it's good to have you.
The title of the show is already a scrambled up mess anyway, so let's just desecrate it even more.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And for those out there who don't know, that our guest here, almost permanent guest, is Owern.
Permanent guest.
Almost permanent guest, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Sometime I'll be called a co-host.
Yeah.
But for now, I'm permanent guest.
Yeah, permanent guest. And even if he's silly, he's not an oxymoron. That was one of those English major jokes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Holy cow.
Wow.
Far too literate. Yeah. By the way, who was Percy Shelley again?
A poet.
Okay.
And relations with Mary Shelley.
Yeah. Frequent relations.
Yeah.
Permanent guest.
Hot, steamy relations.
Permanent guest in the Shelley household. So, yeah, this is the Pryant and Bat podcast, Owern.
Mm-hmm.
We welcome all of you, formally.
Not yet Owern. But we're working on it.
Not quite Owern.
We would have to change the graphics. It would be a hot mess. It would be very difficult.
Oh, man.
I think we got a sassy show for you guys.
For certain.
We've got boxes in the garage.
And, yeah, they really dress up the place nicely. Yeah.
And we got lightning rounds.
We got three lightning rounds as per the Owern shows that we've done.
Yeah. And hopefully they'll be Halloween themed in some way to keep things festive.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps. I was thinking about mine and I was...
I wish this was a video podcast because you had a very like snidely whiplash look on your face there.
Yeah,
for a second.
He is quite a character.
Mm-hmm.
He almost made the whole Rocky and Bullwinkle show work, I think. No, that was Dudley Do Right.
Right, yeah.
I'm getting my cartoons mixed up.
Snidely Whiplash, he was in the Wacky Races, right?
Right, he was the villain on Wacky Races. One of many. I think there were more than just him.
I think there were more villains than good guys in that show.
Yeah. And he would always try to sabotage everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking of getting things wrong, I listened back to the last podcast, and I realized after the fact that while Dr. Stevens was here, I referred to his University of Employ as Berkeley, when now that I listened back, it was actually Harvard.
Well, I noticed that, too. Yeah, for whatever reason, perhaps due to the lack of professionalism with regard to this show, Bryant didn't get that straight, or you didn't get that straight.
Yeah, one of us didn't get it straight.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he was Harvard.
Yeah, no, it was Harvard.
Pretty sure it was Harvard.
I think we might have gotten the wrong information from Dr. Stevens.
Yeah, you guys literally spent the day with that guy, and you never got that straight.
No. Yeah. But he was a drug... Didn't we determine he was a drug addict? So...
I don't
feel too bad. I felt more sympathy... Or I felt bad more for us as the... Broadcasters.
Well, I was in the upstairs peering through a window in the dark, naked, and I happened to see him. What it looked like he had a syringe and he was injecting himself with what have you. I don't know what it was. And that's my end of the story.
And also, I knew that you were naked because you had your webcam up.
Well, I was doing a Skype session with Terrence Calixan.
Yeah. Your channel is just called Owern.
And the letters are alternating capital and lowercase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how you get the young crowd there when you have
and
that.
I showed Terrence my PC engine. If you know what I'm talking about.
Let's just start the theme. James has got a gun.
I'm back in the saddle again.
Walk this way. Talk this way.
Just give me a kiss.
I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing. I was crying when I met you. Now I'm done. Blah, 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 blah. Jamie's got a gun. Pat in the saddle again.
Pat in the saddle again.
Dude, I ran out there.
Yeah, I had a computer overload.
Stroke.
The glazed look over my eyes.
C:/stroke.
Yeah, I couldn't think of another Aerosmith song.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Gentlemen.
By the way, for whatever reason, this came to mind. I heard you guys say stroke, and I'm not going anywhere sexual with this, but for a time, I was extremely fascinated by the Edsel, the car.
Mm-hmm.
The 58 Edsel, it only lasted 3 years, the production run. But I remember reading how they came upon that name Edsel. Eventually, they did settle on Edsel because there was a relative named Edsel Ford, and that's how they went with that name. But they were actually taking suggestions for one time. They had a contest going, and there was a poet lady who came up with some really interesting names for the Edsel. And one of them was the Varsity Stroke. And I thought that was a brilliant name for a car.
Varsity Stroke.
Yeah. That one, unfortunately, did not win.
The Varsity Stroke sounds like a swimming, like a breaststroke or backstroke. The Varsity Stroke.
It's almost a non-sequitur.
It's a technique there.
But it's a good one. That is, it is a cool, it's cool sounding. You know?
Yeah, she had a lot of great ones. I forget all her other entries, but Varsity Stroke definitely stood out to me.
You know, Owen, I think, I want to say that when I first met you, I think you told me that story a long time ago.
Did I?
But I liked it back then.
Yeah.
But as you were retelling it right now, it was really familiar to me. And then when you got to the Varsity Stroke part, I was like, yes, you did tell me that.
It's funny how little inconsequential stories stick in your head.
Yeah, it is.
Just because they fascinate you for whatever reason.
No, I agree.
And there's no real importance to them.
Just except friendship.
Okay, what will be the trajectory of this show?
I don't know, but I was...
Meandering as usual.
I was sensing some sexual energy in the air.
Really?
Second.
I didn't sense it.
Well,
not really.
Once you mentioned the Orn webcam, I think we just opened Pandora's box.
Or actually, my nakedness is not sexual in any way. It's actually very clinical and educational, the way I approach it.
Almost like you're
these are my testicles.
You're just a walking diagram.
Yeah.
It's good to have those. Walking the diagram.
Skiddly bop! Bop the dit the dee, yeah!
Those are his testicles.
Can you feel it now?
Oh, yeah. Slope of the neck. Soft and creamy.
So, should we do lightning round?
Okay. I think, you know, maybe we should just begin the show with lightning
round. Speaking of nakedness, I honestly feel like we're kind of naked without our sponsors. But I'm glad
I think you're
that
alone
we,
on that one.
I'm glad that we ditched our sponsors, but I also get this feeling like we're almost reverse. We're like the reverse punk band. You know, we start out DIY. And then we get sponsored and sell out. But we sponsored sponsored and sold out right away.
Yeah.
And then we're like, no, that's not for us. We're going to go DIY.
Yeah.
So it's a good feeling, but it does feel different.
I think we're sincerely looking forward to selling out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Because if we could get money out of this.
We're trying to resell out.
That would be delightful.
We're actually trying to sell out on the reel.
Well, it's not selling out. It's buying in.
Yeah.
Yeah. We aspire to selling out.
We cashed out our stocks with the Zappos. we fucked up. We need to get them back.
Do you remember on those Behind the Music specials and Metallica's one? What's his name? The bassist that was there for a little bit. Not Cliff Burton. Newstead.
Yeah.
His response to the claims that Metallica sold out, he's like, yeah, when someone came up to me and said, you guys sold out, I was like, yeah, we sold out every seat in the arena.
Ooh. And I was like, face.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, kind of a bird, I guess.
That guy was moated.
Yeah. Whoever yelled it at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
The nosebleed seats.
Yeah. I don't think you could really argue with, any member from Metallica when they're just filthy rich,
mm-hmm,
and they're still heralded as like the greatest metal band or whatever.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Or most influential.
Mm-hmm. I think that whole argument of whether a band has sold out or not is really adolescent and silly.
Yeah.
Because this is about making a fucking living, yeah, you know? And if you can make money making music,
you gotta do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
You know, that sounds like a sellout thing to me.
No, but, you know, what are you supposed to struggle forever for crying out loud?
Yes.
I mean, like, you only have integrity when you're poor. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and if it comes down to brass tacks, selling out is just anything to make money. You're like, any income that you acquire through the act of playing, yeah, or recording. So any band that's not playing a garage for three people,
yeah,
is selling out, basically.
You know,
well, think about various successful artists, painters throughout history. You know, we like to talk about Van Gogh, the starving artist, but what about...
It's Van Gogh, by the way.
Yeah, Van Gogh.
What about Goya? He was basically a sponsor.
Goya, or, let's see, I'm pretty sure Picasso was a very wealthy, well-respected guy in his time, and, you know, Salvador Dali was totally rich. Mm-hmm. Andy Warhol was extremely wealthy, so I don't get it.
The word is escaping me. The word of that meant that you were not sponsored, but basically you were given, like, the stipend to live, in, you know, and yeah, it's usually royalty.
A court painter?
Yeah, let's like see. A court painter, or like even, like, I've read about writers that... The same thing.
Yeah, for some reason, I'm thinking of the word parentage. That's not right.
Yeah, no, but it's patronage.
Patronage.
Yes. So you basically just got money from, yes, the king to,
yeah,
do anything, mm-hmm, you know?
Or the church.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm, the church. Yeah, another big one.
Which pretty much is the same thing.
So, you know, that's selling out too, but that's some of our greatest art we've, yeah, ever had.
So. You know, I heard that Wagner entertained this gay affair, this long-standing gay affair with some royal prince, oh, or something, okay, like that.
I thought you were going to go with Nietzsche.
No. And
there were rumors of
he
that,
got,
too.
He got money from him, yeah, for all his projects. Mm-hmm.
I think that's why Hitler liked Wagner so much,
because, mm-hmm,
they were both gay.
Yeah. We're breaking ground here.
I wonder if Wagner was a vegetarian.
Then they'd be soulmates.
Yeah.
Hitler was a vegetarian.
Soulmates separated only by time.
Hitler was a sensitive man.
Yeah. Well, he was a painter, not a court, yeah, painter.
That's though. Actually a song by the band Anal Cunt.
Hitler was a sensitive man.
Yeah. Anal Cunt was like this extreme metal band from like the early 90s, I think.
Mm.
And I think I told you about this.
Yeah, I remember you liking them quite a bit.
No, I don't like them. I just thought
being
it
entertained
was,
by them.
I thought it was fascinating that the lead guitarist or singer or whatever, he died, but he was an open Klansman, like racist and like drug addict, and he was just this crazy guy. And
I didn't know he was that complicated a figure.
So when he's saying about Hitler being a sensitive man, I guess some of the Anal Cunt songs had some.
That was not irony.
No.
Now, with a name like that, I just want to call them sellouts.
Yeah. But, he died of a drug overdose, and then...
yeah, you know, I used to think that Klansman punk man had so much integrity.
You know, what I thought you were going to go at was he was a racist and he was in a band called Anal Cunt, and then he revealed right before he died that he was gay. Like, that would have been a yeah. twist.
No, but his what is it called? I guess eulogy, or what is it when you when it's in the paper?
Obituary.
Obituary. Yes. Yeah. His obituary was written by his wife.
Wow.
And all it was just complete racial slander, saying that he died because of Jews.
Gosh.
And
oh, really?
And just dropping N-bombs. And
I can't believe they printed that.
I think, out of respect. Well, I think they printed
to the family of the deceased.
They printed an edited version.
Mm.
And then the real one was like on the website or the forum or something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that
and,
makes sense.
The unedited extended cut with bonus material.
But I just thought also it was interesting that he dies of like a heroin overdose, but it was Jews. It was Jews. The Jews supplied the heroin.
Exactly. Who controls the black market trade in drugs? Jews.
Yeah,
you know, so they're ultimately responsible.
Yeah. Or them blacks,
you know,
them blacks and them Jews.
That kind of dishonorable death reminds me of how G.G. Allen died. Did you ever read about how he died?
I saw parts of the documentary. I think it's called Hated.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? But they were like sticking booze and drugs in his open casket.
Yeah.
And they're like defiling his body.
Yeah.
And, like, it was like this weird, crazy party.
Yeah. And to show respect was to pee on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're not making that up, guys.
No, yeah. No,
we're honestly not
real.
Making that up.
Three of us have read it.
Yeah.
Or at least
three.
Confirmed.
Three
of us. Johnny Ryan is listening right now, the cartoonist, Johnny Ryan. He can confirm that this absolutely happened.
Mm-hmm. Really? He was there?
No, he's obsessed with G.G. Allen.
Well,
he draws him all the time.
Yeah, I could.
So I'm sure he knows the intimate details of G.G. Allen's life.
Didn't he do a G.G. Allen like Garfield cat one time?
You said that he died kind of embarrassingly. Like,
oh yeah. So let's see. Last I read, I don't know. The details are kind of murky in my head, but let's see. He performed at some venue, I don't recall.
If you want to call it that.
And, yeah, if you want to call it that. Usually he would do about one or two songs, and because of his antics, it would turn into a riot.
And they'd get shut down or something.
It would turn into a riot, because he would encourage everyone to get violent, and he would provoke everyone. He would stick you in the eyes, and he would punch you.
Or he would throw his excrement at you.
He would throw his feces
like a monkey.
Yep. Yeah. And I actually read that he would take, not diuretics, what are they called?
Laxatives.
Laxatives.
Yeah.
just so that he could, you know, shit on stage and throw his fecal matter at everyone. But he would, you know, kind of foment the crowd, you know, whip him into a frenzy. And then it would just devolve into chaos. And the cops would come. And then it would just turn into an incident, you know?
Mm.
So he did that for his last time. But then, shortly after that, let's see, somehow he got, like, doused in gasoline or something.
Wow.
He got really dirty somehow. I think there was some weird incident where shortly after the performance, he went to a gas station and went crazy. So he was obviously totally high out of his mind and acting berserk. And then shortly after that, his body was found and he had OD'd on heroin.
Wow.
I thought he died of a blood infection. Because he was always cutting himself.
Yeah.
And I thought that also, since he also wallowed in his own excrement on stage, that he got a blood infection from you know, just introducing those toxins into his blood.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought sepsis. That's what it's called.
Yeah, I thought that's how
maybe it's one of those situations like in The Simpsons when the doctor said, "Mr. Burns, you have everything."
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, with G.G. Allen, I would not doubt that.
Well, yeah. Should we do a lightning round?
Yeah, how about we start with you?
Oh, I don't think we've ever done that.
Yeah.
Maybe we can start with...
Call the lightning in the sky.
Now, na 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 na.
All right. Now, either one of us can field these, right? We can just jump in at any moment.
Some are more tailored, maybe a little bit towards you, some a little bit more towards Pat.
Okay.
Some a little bit geared
so
towards...
So the really...
Okay, I'm joking.
Okay. I was there with you, though.
We're into it. Okay. First question. I think this is the first time I've gone first, by the way. I'm a little excited.
Yeah. History. Well, I thought we would change it up.
Broadcast history.
This is the orange.
After 9 episodes.
Yeah.
Man. Okay.
Okay.
First question.
Yes.
Lisa Bonet, hot or creepy?
A little of both.
Yeah, actually, he stole my answer.
Darn it.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do that. You know I love you, Pat.
Of course. No. But we're in agreement, so that's what...
It still sense anger. Still sense a little anger. Okay. Bjork. Same question.
No, I'm not really attracted to Bjork. I respect her music, though.
I think her face is cute, but her personality, I can do without.
Okay.
Including her music.
Harsh.
Yeah.
Helena Bonham Carter. Same question.
Never found her attractive.
She just seems chronically unshowered.
She's not... I don't find her creepy, but I just... I think after 12 movies of her and Johnny Depp in a Tim Burton film,
yeah,
she's just kind of... She's worn out her welcome, I'll say that.
She seems a little too self-serious.
Yeah.
And I like girls with a sense of humor.
Agreed.
Tori Amos, same question.
She's interesting. I would call her attractive, but she does seem like a basket case.
I'd say she's the most talented of the bunch so far, and I find her attractive.
Okay. That's, all right. Three's Company. Good show?
Absolutely. I love that show.
Didn't they change cast, though? I know I'm not supposed to ask a question in the
well, there's,
response to
there's
the
a cast system like India.
Oh, man. Mr. Furley wasn't untouchable.
The serfs! Suzanne Summers. The wrong kind of serf, I guess.
Yeah.
Surfer girl.
And Mr. Roper was definitely a Vishnu devotee, you could tell.
Just by those polyester suits he'd wear.
Roper, he was a bodhisattva.
Well, wait a minute, Patrick didn't weigh in on that.
Oh, no, not a good show.
No, when the reruns are on, I will watch them. I love it.
Have you even watched a full episode?
Yeah, I have watched a full episode where Mr.
Can you prove it?
Yes. No, I can't prove it. But I it was one where he was Mr. Roper was trying to sell a car.
Yeah. No. Go on.
And he was trying to sell it for more than it was worth to the gang, I guess. Mm-hmm. But the gang found out or something, and just wasn't funny.
Well, I would say one of my favorite parts is Chrissy often doesn't wear a bra.
Oh. Okay.
Next question.
Oh.
Which was a 70s trend I really enjoyed. Because it was one of the few trends where feminists and straight men were actually in agreement.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, feminists were like, take off your bra, it's restraining and confining. And then straight men are like, yeah, take off your bra, it's restraining and confining.
A rare moment of harmony.
Too bad it's 70s boobs were so much different looking.
Yeah.
Than boobs from every...
I enjoy them. They're like Robert Crumb boobs, you know? I really like those big binkers, you know?
Okay.
I'm coining a new term, binkers.
All right. We're going to play we're going to play a game. Marry, fuck, kill.
Oh, great.
This one is more for Pat.
Okay.
Selma Hayek.
Okay.
Penelope Cruz. And the redhead from Mad Men. I forget her name.
Christina Hendricks.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you generally like Latin girls?
Yes.
Okay.
So
this is two Latins and an Irish woman?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Brian. Way to make fun of my heritage.
He is just torn in half right now.
Let's see. Mary.
We assume she's Irish. I don't really know.
Let's see. Well, I guess for fuck, it would have to be the one that I have the longest history of finding attractive. So I will go with Selma Hayek for fuck. Mary.
By the way, hearing Patrick say fuck just does not
seem right. It's endearing.
It does not seem right.
I'm trying. I've tried to keep it PG with my part to the podcast.
Yeah.
I am game for the question, so I'm going to continue. Mary,
it's not beneath you.
I'll try to be a little faster. So Mary, I will go with Christina Hendricks, because she's I think she's more relevant at the moment. And then I guess by virtue of a process of elimination, Penelope Cruz will have to meet her untimely fate. But maybe, perhaps, it will be through the avenue of sexual relations that she will find her demise.
Wow.
With me.
Okay. No, that was good.
Yeah.
Do you want to weigh in on that, or you don't care about any
of
it?
Not really.
Okay.
Tori, Mary, fuck, kill, Tori Amos, Bjork, and Chrissy from Three's Company.
Oh, that's more up my alley.
Okay. Next. Again, Mary, fuck, kill. And this can go to both of you.
All right.
Danzig, Joe Biafra, Henry Rollins.
You gotta marry Jello.
Yeah,
he's just so stable.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he's the stablest of the three. You can go the distance with Jello.
So you'd be like his running partner.
Yeah,
so
I'd running love for to grow old with Jello
on an annual basis, running for
just me and Jello on a park bench. You know, enjoying times together.
He probably owns a yacht or something, you know?
Yeah. To grow old with Jell-O would be a pretty good campaign slogan.
What a privilege.
Campaign manager? Husband? Kill. Well,
wait, are you going to finish?
Okay. So I would marry Jell-O. I would...
I'm in agreement with that, so I'm going to
tag team. I would fuck Danzig. Because he seems like an aggressive lover, you know? That's a real...
And Henry Rollins does it?
Yeah, Henry Rollins, that would be like prison sex.
You'd be raped.
Yeah. And then I guess you have to kill Henry Rollins.
I would agree with that.
Henry Rollins seems like the kind of guy that if you killed him, he wouldn't mind that much. You know, he's got kind of that soldier mentality, like... He expects to die anytime anyway.
He would give you respect for killing
him.
Yeah,
so he would like stick his chest into the barrel. You're like, come on, bitch.
Yeah. I think Danzig would want to see the other side. He'd be like, I'm going home.
I think I would agree with Owen on marrying Jell-O. But I don't know. I think I might have to switch Rollins and Danzig.
Okay. Hey, it could go either way, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Mary, fuck, kill.
No wonder you wrote so many questions. These are easy.
Joey, Johnny, and Dee Dee.
You go first, Patrick.
For those of you at home, we're talking about the Ramones.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mary, Joey, because he seemed the nicest.
Well, the most, unstable, undoubtedly, would be Dee Dee.
Yeah, oh yeah,
he's a total train wreck, the guy.
Definitely. So I would probably have to kill him just because he might kill me. and then I guess I would have the extramarital affair with Johnny Ramone. By process of elimination.
No. I would keep Joey as... You said Joey for marriage, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would marry Joey. That sounds so funny. I would marry Joey, and I would kill Johnny, and then have a wild tryst with Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Yeah.
I'd marry Dee Dee.
That's
because I just want the experience there.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's going to live long.
Hey, if you can fix me an apple, you can fix Dee Dee.
Well, yeah. I don't have to fix her because she's perfect already.
Okay. I'm glad that made it into a... You know, lore of the
I'm glad that you could read my heart. All right. Mary Fuck Kill. Soulja Boy. Lil Jon.
Oh.
Or Lil Wayne.
I can't imagine in any way being sexual with Lil Wayne. I mean, I can't imagine being sexual with any of these men, but if you want to talk about looks alone, Lil Wayne is a gruesome little guy.
Mm.
But Patrick?
I have no idea. Like, I've never actually seen a picture of Soulja Boy. So I'm only familiar with the other two.
You might as well kill him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Soulja Boy.
Killing the Soulja Boy.
Okay.
Are you
going to finish? Or?
Do you want to finish first?
Are you just too mystified by the question?
Yeah, are you still pondering?
Yeah, I am, honestly.
Let's see. I would marry Lil Jon because career-wise, he's the most stable.
Yeah.
He probably has the most money. And I would kill Lil Jon.
You think Lil Jon has more money than
Lil
Wayne?
Lil Wayne. I would kill Lil Wayne.
You think Lil Jon has more money than Lil Wayne?
It's probably pretty close now, because
yeah.
Lil Jon has lost his relevance, but he had a pretty high relevance for a while.
But Lil Wayne's been around, I think, the longest.
Lil Jon does strike me as more stable.
So you would marry Lil Jon?
I would marry Lil Jon. I would have a nasty, sweaty fling with Lil Wayne. And then I would kill Soulja Boy because no one would miss him.
Yeah. I think I agree with Owen. I was moving in that direction.
You know, he actually sent me an email today.
He's a fan. Apologize for his irrelevance.
Yeah, Soulja Boy, if you are a fan, we love you. And we're just being silly.
And we're sorry that Owen
just
killed you.
You.
We're sorry that Owen murdered you.
Double murder, actually.
It was a hypothetical murder.
Yeah.
It was not a literal murder.
All right, let's just keep going.
By the way, just to interject, don't you hate it when people overuse the word literally? Have you heard people overuse it? Where they must not understand the meaning of the word literally because literally only applies when there's vagueness about whether it could be symbolic or not.
Yeah.
You know, if it could be figurative, then you stipulate that, you know, literally.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, wipes away the question marks, but people overuse literally.
When people do that, that's literally one of the most annoying things ever.
But that was a correct usage. Wouldn't you say?
It's literally, wait, what was the rest of it?
Well,
it's
when
literally
people
one
do
of the
that,
most annoying things.
Yeah.
No.
No.
I think it's unnecessary to say literally in that context.
But because when you use literally like that, it's almost like, that's seriously one of the most, or that's really one of the most annoying things.
Yes, really or seriously applies.
But literal in that context isn't the appropriate
usage. I thought the rule of thumb with literally was that it actually, like, it happened, like, or it's happening presently. So you're literally beating the, beating the crap out of him.
Yeah, that's another shade of meaning there, because... Yeah. If there's a question about whether it really happened or not, you know, whether it truly happened, then you can use it in that context too. But I'm talking about people just overusing it, throwing it around.
Oh, yeah. No, it's definitely overused.
I think the context in which I used it is an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it isn't literal. It isn't.
That's true.
Know.
Yeah.
Let's consult Webster's.
Marry, fuck, kill, literally. Figuratively.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
I am literally done with that topic.
Mary, fuck, kill, Wacko, Yakko, and Dot.
Well, to keep it in a male-female context, I would have to fuck Dot, because she's the only female.
You wouldn't marry Dot?
I would, since it's more acceptable, I think, to marry someone of the same sex than it is to fuck them.
But
in our prudish time.
They're also of a different species, too.
Yeah, but if we're going to open that wormhole, you know.
They are.
I bet you like to open their wormhole.
Man, I wouldn't want to go that far.
They're not even necessarily dogs. They're kind of these anthropomorphic dog-like creatures.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Stevens.
They're anthropomorphic. Darwin Stevens.
anthropomorphic.
But it's true. They are. I were they
actually, Harvard Medical, by the way.
Harvard Medical. Don't go Bears. Bears are the wrong mascot.
Oh, man. Okay, so I would marry Wacko, and I would kill Dot, just to be controversial, and then have a sweaty, wild night out with
Just say Trist again. Yakko. You like that one.
Wacko was the smaller one, right? That sounded like Ringo Starr?
No, Yakko was sort of the vaudevillian joke teller.
Yeah, and then, but Wacko was the, Yakko.
I thought Wacko was the Ringo Starr type.
Yeah.
I thought that was Yakko.
No, Yakko was the tall one. The main one.
Like a Groucho Marx.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of character. And then, Wacko was the little
Ringo Starr
type. Yeah. And I'm saying I would marry him.
Yeah, I would marry him too. Mm. The comedy alone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a good one.
Okay.
Mary Fuck Kill. Tommy Dreamer. The Sandman. And Lil Spike Dudley.
Lil Spike Dudley. Oh, man. I haven't heard that name in forever.
I was never a fan of the Sandman, so I'd kill him.
Well, you gotta marry Lil Spike Dudley.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember that documentary?
Yeah, on the Mat.
Yeah. Lil Spike Dudley. He was a literature major.
Yeah, he was. So I'd have to marry him.
He was very educated. You guys could have some very good conversations.
And the sex with Tommy Dreamer would be hardcore, because he could take us both.
Yeah, I think you'd get a caning from the Sandman if you went with him.
Actually, that was I was making reference to a line where Raven two women. I forget who the two women were, but Tommy Dreamer had to choose between the two of them, and he said, "I'm hardcore. I'll take them both." So that was my reference.
Was one of them Beulah McGillicuddy?
Yeah, I think I can't remember who the other one was, but Beulah
Called
was
the Raven, nevermore. Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Da-da-da-da. Devon Dudley.
Flaming tables.
New Jack is in the house, everybody.
Okay, so wait, what do you have an answer yet?
Yeah, kill Sandman, marry Dudley, and sex with Tommy Dreamer.
I'll agree, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Mary Fuck Kill.
Ooh, that was unexpected.
Yeah. Okay, the Dudley Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Devon and...
You're double-teamed by the... Okay, conceivably.
No. I mean.
Oh, those are two of the choices.
Yeah, okay. Devon and who's
Bubba Ray.
And then Big Dick Dudley.
I don't remember Big Dick Dudley.
I'm shady on him.
He was exclusively an ECW guy, and he had long greasy hair, and apparently, they called him Big Dick Dudley because he had a big dick.
Oh, so I guess the smart money would be on us if we were size queens. To pick him for the more salacious option.
Yeah.
But again, since...
more salacious option.
I don't think too many people would miss Big Dick Dudley, so I think I would kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would...
We would Soulja Boy him.
Yeah, we would Soulja Boy him. I think I would marry Devon, because he seems like the nicer one of the two. And then I would... Oh, man. No. I guess I would have to marry Bubba Ray and then have sexual relations with Devon.
Yeah, no, that's exactly my answer, too. I agree.
Yeah.
Thank you for changing yours so that I don't have to repeat anything or say anything new.
All right. Next one. And this is exclusively for Pat.
Okay.
Marry, fuck, kill.
Uh-huh.
Should I leave the room? How private is this?
Yeah. We're actually going to just have a staring contest.
Okay.
We've already done that, though.
But it'll be a staring contest with bass guitar.
It's gonna require more concentration on my part.
I don't even know. I don't even know where that bass is coming from. But it's
neither
coming.
Do I.
Lisa Ann.
Okay.
Andy Sandemus.
Okay.
Ava Devine.
That's a lot of fake boobs.
Yeah, it is a lot of fake boobs.
Cute cooers.
So I think. If I'm going to start a new race of human, that is super beautiful, I would kill Ava Devine because she's the oldest. And I would...
Are you saying she's out of eggs?
Probably. Or the eggs that we're looking for.
Or that the STDs have attacked her womb.
Well, I think the STDs may... You know, much... if I can make this comparison to Alexander the Great, I think the syphilis might have attacked her...
her mind.
Yeah. And I don't think she would be the proper one to...
I think the STDs would attack you, too.
Oh, yeah. That's why I would kill her. So
her poor fallopian tubes are so full of scar tissue.
Yeah, so she would be...
It's quite regrettable.
She would be... I can't think of the word when you separate them to prevent spread of infection.
Quarantine.
I would quarantine Ava Devine, thus killing her.
The word of the day is quarantine.
I would have amorous relations with Annie Sandemus.
Amorous
relations. And then I would marry Lisa Ann because she's probably the richest.
As opposed to soulless, unamorous relations.
Yeah, oh no, definitely.
Where you're just kind of going through the motions. Yeah, it's very mechanical.
Okay. Not Mary Fuck Kill. I exhausted all those. Spielberg. Still got it?
He hasn't had it for a while.
But he doesn't really need it anymore. Mm-mm. He could just go away and...
Yeah. He's an elder statesman. Mm-hmm. He still has her respect. Mm. But no, he does not have it anymore. Probably since Jurassic Park.
Mm. Yeah.
When was the last movie you truly enjoyed from him? No, but actually, he could have it again with the new Lincoln movie.
I think Jurassic Park was before he did Schindler's List.
Okay, Schindler's List. I think
Schindler's List was
Did he do that AI movie?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good. It wasn't amazing.
Yeah,
but
definitely controversial.
The first 2 hours, but not the last 2 hours.
Yeah, no, you're right.
How long it is.
Yeah, definitely. It was fairly long.
Ayahuasca, overrated?
After last week's show, I would have to conclude that it is about right on the money in terms of all that people have said about it. Yeah. The hoopla is justified.
Well, I guess economically speaking, I'd have to ask how much it costs first, because I believe the high was only about 2 or 3 minutes long, and I think I would demand more out of a psychedelic experience. Mm-hmm. It'd have to be a few hours long.
Val Venus, hot or not?
Not.
Actually,
I found him kind of.
Hello, ladies.
I found him kind of doughy, actually. He was doughy.
I kind of like that.
Hopefully, not doughy where it counts.
No.
All right, last one for me.
Okay.
Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Oh, God.
Bomb?
I think it's more sad than anything. Because I was actually telling Bryant that I saw a clip of it, and it was very sad, actually, that at the end he thanked the person that he was engaged in.
Really?
The relationship with, the sexual
relationship.
How
cordial of him.
Yeah, and... He actually asked if he should leave the door open as he walked out, which is also very cordial.
Now, when he did enter her, did he say the Hulkster's in the house?
No, I don't think he did. You know, you would expect him to, you know, Hulk up at the end, you know, when he's reaching that, you know, that climax, and go, you! Oh, and then do the three punches.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, oh, no, get the three block punches and then go for the atomic leg drop.
He was playing an MP3 of the Wrestling Boot Band.
Wrestling Boot Band. Did he keep calling her brother?
I don't. I didn't watch it with audio.
Yeah, brother.
You can take it all there, brother.
Oh, man.
I can get it all in, brother. Watch your man, Randy Savage. What you doing there, Hulk? Oh my God, Hulk, what you doing there, brother?
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
Slamming Andre the Giant. Pony and Silverdome.
Okay. So,
oh boy.
Who's going next?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Shall we?
No, Patrick, you go. Let's try to throw up the order as best we can here.
So, you know, I called in a few favors, actually, for this lightning round, and surprisingly...
You radioed in.
Yeah, I did actually radio in. Unsurprisingly, we have
He's got a CB in his key.
It's like Smokey in the Band.
It's like one of those old Cadillacs. He's like talking to truckers in his Kia.
We actually have...
Talking to Dom DeLuise.
We have a lot of famous listeners. So I actually... these are actually calling questions from listeners.
I like this idea. This is great.
So this is the listener lightning round.
Yeah.
So first one.
Sweet.
Off the top of your head... Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. Yes. Off the top of your head, are there any band names that you wish you could have used? Yours truly, Dweezil Zappa.
Wow.
Okay. Are there any band names?
Is there a band name? I suppose when I was talking to him...
What did Dweezil mean exactly?
I think he was actually trying to get at that he wanted to know if there were any band names that you had thought of that you thought were good.
Mm. That were good?
That you did not use, so maybe he could use them.
The Varsity Strokes.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Valvinus Quartet.
Oh, and he added an addendum of what kind of music they would play.
Let's see. The Varsity Strokes would do skiffle.
Okay.
I think the Valvinus Quartet would sound like...
It's my turn.
Can you feel it?
Ladies. Hello, ladies.
Question number two. Does it bother you like it does me that the History Channel shows not many historic shows anymore? Signed, Tom Brokaw.
Yes, it's gotten pretty exploitational and sensationalistic, I would say. Brian?
I don't like learning, so I like it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Question number three. Your favorite acronym, signed A. Sharpton.
Stun Runner.
What does that?
I have no idea, but it had periods on it.
Oh. APB. It's keep up with Atari.
Yeah. Number points bulletin.
Number four. If you had Tourette syndrome, what word or subject would be your tick, TIC, of choice, assuming you would have a choice in the matter? Signed, Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes.
Long time listener, no time caller.
First time writer. We are honored to have him as a listener, really. If only speaking for myself, I must say, I am very happy that he listens to our show.
Yeah, he was actually pretty excited.
I don't know if I would have a subject or something that I would say. I think I would just yelp. And just be like,
Owen, get a chip in.
I can't top that.
Shall I go to the next question?
Oh yes, yeah.
Question number five. What is your opinion on paintball? Signed, Teresa/Mother.
I've always wanted to do it, but I have never had the good fortune to take part.
I second that.
Question number six. What, in your opinion, is the threshold for the longest distance you would be willing to walk in a single day? Signed, Flint, Larry.
That's funny. I really like that because he's paralyzed. I get it. That's really funny.
It was a pretty important question.
Yeah. Was that what you were giggling about earlier? Okay, because that is really funny. Well, that's more just a joke that we laugh at and don't even answer, right?
Yeah.
But it actually was a question that he wanted answered.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
He realized the irony of the situation.
I'm going to say the distance.
4 miles. Be willing to walk?
Yeah.
Or
so the distance, the longest distance you would be willing to walk without driving.
Is our survival at stake? Are we running away from?
Yeah, you'd have your survival in mind, I'm assuming.
Marauding warriors or something? Like Mad Max style characters?
Yeah, definitely.
And then you have to walk and walk and walk?
I think 15 to 20.
Oh, okay.
But I guess it depends on what I'm carrying. Is this a survival? I don't know. There's too many questions.
Let's see. Next one. Question number 7.
The Hulkster's in there.
Tourette syndrome.
This show's just gonna become a series of random catchphrases. It's not even gonna have any coherence anymore at some time.
Best show ever.
Okay. I'm back in the saddle again.
That was actually pretty good. Question number 7. Is it more unhealthy to be criminally obese or religiously thin? Signed, the guy who invented Pokemon.
You couldn't hold that one together. Did you, like, forget what you wrote?
No, I just... Like,
see a crack there.
I'm just too busy laughing at the questions. Religiously thin.
Sure.
Okay. question number 8. This is a long-winded one, you know, but the listener, he had a lot of time on his hands. Which sport objective, a.k.a. the purpose of or goal of the game, do you find most futile in the metaphorical sense? Signed, Jared from Subway.
Which game?
Any game.
Double dribble in basketball?
Oh, okay.
I don't like offsides in soccer.
Those were excellent answers, actually. I'm going to tell Jared about this. Yeah. Question number 9, final question.
Eat fresh, by the way.
If you could create a unique national or global holiday, what would it be in honor? What would it be in honor of? And if you have one in mind, what would the date be? Signed, JohnBelushiForever.com.
It would be Shiva having sex with Zeus.
Day.
And then Yahweh would be laughing at all of it. And can we get any more deities in there?
Gary Trudeau
would be suckling at the teat of... I have no idea. Aphrodite.
Bashek.
Yeah, and it would be just some pan-religious thing that we could all get into.
And what day of the year would this be on?
September 11th. Oh.
Wow. That is a dark note to end my lightning round on, but we're going to do it.
Is that one taken?
No.
Does that have any significance?
No, I think it's wide open, actually.
Okay, all right.
Let's just replace Valentine's Day.
Yeah, we should.
John Belushi, he's...
Forever.com.
Okay, here we go. I got 13 questions apiece. Special for Halloween, the number 13. Very unlucky. In this case, very lucky. Are you ready to get lucky tonight? All right. Let's go with Bryant.
That was smooth.
Bryant!
That was really smooth.
Are you ready? I actually try to keep my lightning rounds fast-paced. So here we go. Favorite Goonie?
Who's...
Andy! You Goonie!
Hey, who's the...
Just say Sloth.
No, the ugly girl with the glasses.
Oh, you know, I actually forget her
character
really, name.
Who's annoying?
Martha Plimpton.
Yes, Martha Plimpton in Goonies. I will take Martha Plimpton.
Okay.
For 100.
Mary fuck kill.
I would do all three to her. Alex Jones bullshit percentage.
Okay. Is the higher the percentage, the more bullshit?
Yes.
Okay, I'd put him at a good 75.
Okay. But extremely entertaining.
Oh, and yeah, always.
We did not get a question from him, and we would very much enjoy a question from him. Oh. Like when martial law will be declared.
Now, we've done the research, people. We have evidence. The aliens.
I'll try to get in contact with him.
Osama bin Laden, he was frozen. He's in a fridge right now in the bottom of the Pentagon. You people out there are thinking that he was dumped off into the ocean.
They're going to put us in the FEMA camps. Okay. Who'd you rather? Whoopi Goldberg or Rosie O'Donnell?
Ouch. That question hurts from over here.
Do I get the kill option?
No, this is who'd you rather.
Can I kill myself?
I'm sorry, you are locked in a cell with these two.
I'm hardcore. I'll take both.
All right.
Man, we just wind it back around. Yeah. It's almost Seinfeldian.
Ooh.
Okay, how come Elvira never married or had children?
I think she's actually really shy.
Okay. Patrick?
I think men were too intimidated by her breasts.
That could be too. Best melon.
Elvira.
Yeah, best melons. Is that your answer?
Wait, that's the question.
Yeah, really, best melon.
Best melon.
Yeah. That was very Freudian to me.
I'm not a fan of any melon fruits, really.
Not even watermelon.
But if I had to choose one, I guess watermelon, even though I don't even really think watermelon has that good of a taste.
I'm not much for cantaloupe.
Yeah. Honeydew is all right.
I think cantaloupe smells much better than it tastes. It's actually kind of a tease. You smell it, and you think, wow, this is going to be good, and then you bite it, and then you're let down.
I just like smelling things.
How drastically did Rambo 3 for Sega Genesis change your life?
That game helped me find Christ.
There's a sale at Guitar Center. I just thought I might say that. Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, 30% off all Fender of strings.
I thought it'd be funny to do no question at all. It's just a bulletin.
All points.
By the way,
all points bulletin.
Yeah. Okay, Celebrity Apprentice. All Stars, are you watching?
I think I've seen maybe 5 episodes of that show, and that's because I was bored and I wanted to hang out with you and the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
But
the gimmick this season is that it's all stars.
I think I would take the kill option for myself.
Now you're not hardcore. You wouldn't take it all on.
Yeah.
Best World War II movie.
Best World War II movie. That's the thing. There's a lot of like really bad ones. I'm going to have to go with Schindler's List.
Would you watch a Mike Patton sitcom?
Would Schindler's List really be a World War II movie?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, because
the Holocaust didn't occur any other time.
Yeah, and it's yeah, it was because
I feel bad for life.
Although, to be fair, there have been numerous Jewish Holocausts.
I was thinking, like, is this like an action movie, John Wayne, or... But yeah, never mind. Schindler's List, that's my answer.
Would you watch a Mike Patton sitcom?
He's already a sitcom. I don't think he needs to have a TV show.
That was a very Patrick answer on your part.
What Terrence Kalkstan is doing right now?
I mean, have you heard Peeping Tom? Peeping Tom, that might as well just be a comedy. Terrence is probably...
I shudder.
...either trolling a forum, playing TurboGrafx, probably maybe Bonk 3?
Yes.
Bonk 3 is actually pretty
Or maybe Airzonk. Maybe he's feeling Airzonk
tonight.
Maybe
some Airzonk. Or he's Facebook stalking.
Mm. He does that?
That's how we got him on our podcast.
Yeah. Funny thing is, I stalk him on Facebook.
By the way, Terrence, you're like on the podcast all the time. Thanks, Doc.
Yeah, I mean, screw you. Why do we even love that guy?
I don't know. Why do we love you,
Terrence? We should be over it.
By the way, I really enjoyed... the food at that barbecue. Your mom's a good cook. I'm assuming your mom cooked. I don't know. It was good.
Girls wearing sexy Halloween costumes. Cool or trashy?
How trashy? That's the thing. Like
cleavage, short skirt.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
Unless it's super horrid.
Are you ready?
There's a percentage.
For the final question.
Can you feel it?
The final question. With the final solution.
Final solution. You're going to stick by that.
Where were you?
Well, we're already talking about
Mary.
No, but in light of Schindler's List, you're going to say the final solution.
It was controversial.
This is like Sarah Silverman shock humor.
Well, remember when you made that holiday on September 11th?
that was really bad taste. Really bad taste.
This is the bad taste podcast.
No, I really was ignorant. I didn't realize. I picked that date out at random. I had no idea the significance of that.
I think December 21st would be a good one, too, for that.
Yeah. Okay, your last question. What Jack White will be doing as an old man?
He would be like Neil Young, and he'd be like, I don't want an MP3.
I don't want no MP3! I'm gonna make some old babies with you!
I was actually gonna say that. Bryant took my answer, even though it wasn't directed towards me, the question.
Yeah. I think he's just going to be a curmudgeon, and he's going to have his, at the time he's an old man, 85-year-old 2-inch tape recorders, and be like, I don't record digitally, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
By that time, we'll just record, like, hourly or something, like, hourly,
yeah.
Through an hour.
Did you know he doesn't trust Trojan condoms, so he wears lambskins, actual lambskins?
He said that?
No, I just made that up, because he's such a Luddite, you know.
Oh, man.
Thought I'd use that.
That's a good word. Mm-hmm. It's one of my new favorite words.
Okay, Patrick. Are you ready?
Yes.
I mean, did you hear Peeping Tom?
No.
That was a comedy.
I was going to say that your last, or that last bass line.
Okay,
that...
wait a minute. How about a sitcom with Mike Patton and Jack White? Holy cow.
Man.
And Chrissy.
That would be impossible to watch.
Chrissy from Three's Company.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he would be
Andy
rambling. Mike Patton would be rambling on and on about Sergio Leone. Yeah. And then Jack White would be saying, no, lead belly, dude. Lead belly.
Wait.
You would.
No, I think they would both agree on Sergio Leone.
Yeah.
And then Mike Patton would just speak broken Italian and then talk about his vineyards.
Yeah.
I'm going to make more babies out of you.
Okay. Patrick.
Okay.
Nuclear-armed Iran, a threat or no big deal?
A threat.
Giants in antiquity, fact or fiction?
Giants in antiquity? I'm sorry if I repeat that question. I apologize. What was the last part of the question?
You're so polite. You're so
fact
polite,
or fiction?
Fiction.
I'm sorry if these questions don't have as many moving parts as yours. Mitt Romney's a Mormon. So what? Or we're all doomed?
Well, he is the White Horseman, after all. Or the man on the white horse.
I miss Larry Flint.
Has man stopped evolving?
No, actually, man is... Yeah, it has stopped evolving because it's devolving.
Okay. We are devo.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Favorite East Asian cuisine?
None, actually. Chinese.
Favorite Fresh Prince character?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I'm going to have to go controversially with the most prominent character, Will.
I would pick Devon Dudley.
Small cameo.
Second part to the question. Did I have a crush on Hillary?
You did, because you've told me.
You bet your fucking life. All right.
What about the other sister? Did you find her attractive?
She's too young. I'm not in the jail.
She got older. Well, obviously she got older, but she on the show she was older at the very end.
You know, we're a few seconds older right now.
Yeah, that's true. A bunch of thousands of particles of sand are in front of your eyes.
Well, we're all just billion-year-old carbon.
That's true.
Oh my, Joni Mitchell, where are you? Real inventor of radio, Marconi or Tesla?
Tesla.
Do your parents often vote the same way?
As each other?
Yeah.
I think they don't.
Are they politically alike, in other words?
I think they are in conversation, but when it comes to the actual nitty gritty of polling, I think they are very much apart secretly.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do they have party allegiance?
Yes, I think my dad is allegiant to the Democrats just because, as most Catholic Democrats, they're the party of Kennedy.
Right, ever since Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, that wasn't a question. That was just me fascinated by what you were talking about.
Oh, yeah. I do that to people.
Favorite gay entertainer?
Oh, that's a good one. Darby Crash.
I thought you were going to say Hunks.
No, that's a good one, too.
I'm going to have to say Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wait, he was gay?
When are you going to settle down and find a nice woman? JFK assassination, inside job or lone gunman attack?
I think it's a lone gunman thing just because I could see someone being that crazy to do it by himself.
You're a casting director. Sexual favors are fair game?
No, I think that's... I don't like that.
Okay. Are you ready for the final 13th question?
I breezed through those. Those were easy.
13. How do you talk to an angel?
I don't talk. I touch the angel. Or I get touched by
an angel. Can you give me a baseline?
What kind?
Jazz.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a pretty cool one. I've been working on this one.
Touched by an angel.
On the shoulder. How do you talk to an angel?
Isn't that a song? It's a jazz.
How do you talk to an angel?
Wow. Those were excellent.
Do you remember that song?
Yeah, wasn't it done by that band that was two brothers that were really blonde? Nelson?
No.
Oh, it wasn't.
It was by a group called The Heights.
Oh.
And it was actually kind of a promotional song for this spinoff from 90210.
Really?
Yeah. The actor...
They had lofty aspirations.
Yeah, the actor who they made the star of that show, I think it was called The Heights. Uh-huh. I think it, you know, it was the band The Heights and then the show The Heights.
Oh.
You know, and it took place in a fake city called Lofty Aspirations.
I thought it was going to be called...
But anyway, yeah, it was a spinoff of 90210, and it only lasted like one or two seasons. And yeah. They released that song. Kind of, it was almost like the Monkees, where it's a fictitious band that kind of becomes a real band.
Oh, interesting. And that, yeah. Wait, so they... I guess I was getting lost in a bunch of religious metaphor, or, you know...
We're going to have to start using the word literally.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
To bring this back to earth.
But so the show was about the band?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the band wasn't a real band, but they, as a real band, produced that song, How Do You Talk to an Angel?
Yeah. And it was, you said it was a spinoff. So were any of the characters from.
Yeah, I think the 90210 characters would make cameos from time to time.
Oh, interesting.
Hey, what do you guys think of the band?
I don't know.
Painful. Challenging to listen to, I would say. Like an endurance test.
A little dispirited. A little dispirited that they are known.
They're also a little distended.
Yeah. Bob Dylan's backing band. It's, pains me to say.
Mm-hmm. Where do we go from here?
Nowhere, please.
Do you talk to an angel?
This has been the 9th Brian and Bat podcast. Orn.
Hope you enjoyed 9/11.
Holocaust jokes.
I was crying when I met you.
Whew. Yeah. So,
I was making the motion to press the stop button because I think that would have been really cool.
It never stops.
That's true.
It keeps going. Everything is cyclical.
That was my philosophy, though, from the day number one.
That's my life philosophy.
That was actually day number negative one.
I actually
one.
Repeat that to myself every day in a mantra while I'm meditating.
That's stupid.
It gets you through the day. It got you here.
It got you downstairs through the garage.
Yeah.
So it's successful.
When I'm naked and Skyping, that's what I repeat to myself.
Hey, what was the name of your webcam again?
Orin.
Orin.
Where I show my PC Engine to the world.
Yeah. It's nice. You got it refurbished recently.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Polished.
Yeah.
A Brazilian?
By the way,
man.
I have seen Terrence's legendary axe.
Oh, man.
That one was just for Terrence. He would know exactly what
wasn't
that was
Wasn't there a funny game and with
let me tell
the
you,
title?
He has got courage. Keith's courage. Yeah.
I think we're going to have Terrence on the podcast.
We keep saying that. He never wants to come on.
Yeah.
We should threaten him with bodily harm.
Or just, like, have Lumpia over.
Mm-hmm. We'll tell him we'll have a Lumpia PC Engine party. We'll get an import PC Engine.
We'll import the Lumpia, too.
We'll import the Lumpia, because it has to be from Taiwan or wherever.
We're well over an hour. Do you guys have any... you guys have any final words?
Parting words. The Hulkster's in the house.
Terrence, we love you.
And, Larry Flint.
Yeah. We just summed up the podcast right there.
I think so.
So, I guess...
there's nothing else to say.
Except for...
Are you down?
What?